You're listening to Right to Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 in Portland. I'm Ibrahim Mubarak of Right to Survive. On this show, we go to Ground Zero, Portland, Oregon, and report news and stories that corporate media don't cover. We'll bring an uncut reality from the perspective of the unhoused community.
This is Lisa Fay with Right to Survive Radio. R2S Radio goes into the houseless community, making their voices heard, speaking to individuals on subjects that directly relate to their daily struggles.
Somebody help me.
That's work.
This is not healthy.
Man.
I am not wealthy.
What I do, have the power to break the chains.
Doing what's right, you
might.
We are opening our show with Leo Rhodes, co-founder of Tent City 4 in Nicholsville in Seattle, Washington, also a member of Right to Survive, being interviewed by Ibrahim Mubarak on his perspective of the Rose Festival and the sidewalk management, also known as the Sit and Lie Ordinance.
This is Ibrahim Mubarak from Right to Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 FM. And today I'm here in Ground Zero, Portland, for the Rose Festival. And I'm here with
Leo Rhodes.
And Leo Rhodes, what's your opinion on the Rose Festival?
What happened was, when I first started my advocacy here, a lady brought to my attention that why do non-homeless people get to pitch up tents for one night and it's legal? So I took that to the Committee to End Homelessness here. And I asked them about it. Well, somebody said that the city buys a permit for it. So I asked about that. I said, well, you know, what are you telling everybody then? It's okay to pitch your tents up for leisure, but you can't pitch them on up to survive in. You know, there's something wrong with that. So this is not about the parade. It's about the pitching up of a tent. You can do it for leisure, but you can't do it to survive, which is wrong. I mean, there's an anti-camping lawsuit going on right now here in Portland.
How do you feel about your ability to use the sidewalk or other spaces downtown that is being affected by the festival?
Well, you know, the sweeps that they do to taking and getting the homeless people out of the way, it's ridiculous that people are trying to survive. Just do human things of sleeping, just doing human things of trying to get out of the rain, human things of just resting somewhere when you can't do that because they say it's an eyesore. They don't like it. They think you're a threat, you know, things like that. But not everybody is like that.
Does your interaction with the police change during this time, like in the parks or wherever you camp out at?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Especially around this time of the year when we have all these tourists that come on through. That's the first thing they do is start sweeping the city. Sweeps, I mean, by getting rid of the homeless people, pushing them on out, you know, so that there's not that many homeless people around. When they do this, where are these people supposed to go? Yeah, there is a lot of police action out here. And, you know, that's ridiculous to say, okay, you can't be here. So when you ask them, where can we go? The answer is pretty much we don't know. Just as long as you're not here, they should have a place to go.
So you're saying they should have a legit safe haven during this time of the year?
Oh, yes, it should be year-round. Right now, what the city is doing, I mean, they're doing okay. They are doing their job, but it's being micromanaged right now. You know, they're saying they want the most vulnerable, the families, but there's more than that out here. There's single adults. There's, you know, the veterans out here. There's a lot of different types of homeless people out here. There are clean and sober people out here. There are people that don't have no crimes that are out here, but still, you know, they have no place to go. You know, we need to get places for these individuals to go to. If you don't have a place, then, you know, you're just out and about.
This year, the city expanded the Rose Festival and spent $1.5 million of people water utility bills to refurbish the Rose Festival headquarters. How do you feel about the use of that money?
Well, yeah, of course it could have been better spent by putting people in shelters or giving them a place to go. You know, I cannot say enough of this. While putting people inside, the money that has been spent other places to beautify Portland here could be better spent by beautifying the inner souls, I guess you could say, the homeless people. There are homeless people that are working. There are homeless people that, for reasons of neglect, of being pushed around, you know, they're becoming mentally ill, which is caused by this kind of pushing away of everybody. That's how I feel about that.
The night before the Rose Parade, it's legal for people to camp out on the streets downtown. It's illegal the rest of the year for people to do it as a way of survival. What do you think about that, Leo?
Well, that gives the homeless people one night to sleep out of, what, 365 days a year legally. You know, I think it's ridiculous that the city lets everybody sleep for one night out, you know, and it's legal. Whereas, you know, when you're a homeless person trying to survive out there, you cannot do that. That's why we have this Pitch a Tent campaign going right now, is to tell people, you know, we need more shelters. We need to get people inside right now. Right now, they're working on the housing issue, which is a great thing, but that is a long-term goal. We need to do something right now. What they're doing right now with the homeless people is criminalizing them. The sidewalk management, you can't stand under or by a building, the entranceway. You have to be 4 feet from the curb on the sidewalk. In the rain, in the cold, in the snow, in the heat, you know, you got all these fumes going on in there and stuff like that. Every human wants to get out of the rain, out of the cold, out of the sun, out of the heat. But if you're homeless, no, you got to be out there. So this Rose Parade, you know, just having people pinch up a tent for one night, it's crazy to have people that have houses come and pitch tents, and, you know, that's okay, fine and dandy. But people that are surviving and trying to make it through life just being on the streets with, you know, look at the streets, look at the doorways, man, look how dirty they are. You know, that's the other option that they have. If they don't have a safe, secure tent to sleep in, then that is the other option, is the dirty sidewalks. And, you know, that's inhumane. And that's where people are being put right now. If you can't make it on the parade route to pitch a tent, you know, we're asking also, do it in your backyard and take a picture and send it in here to Right to Survive. And we want to take all these pictures and then show the decision makers of how many people really do care and how many people really want this change.
So do you think the house people would be willing or accept sharing the sidewalk with unhoused people during that day? As a matter of fact, any other day?
Well, yeah, I got a lot of allies that really want to come on out, a lot of friends that really want to come on out and support us in this effort. There are a few of them that really don't like it, don't want it, are scared. The scare tactics that happen, and you know, how the media portrays homeless people of rape, pillage, and burn every time, you know, homeless people get around, you know, that's not true. There are a lot of the people that are educated. There's a lot of people that are clean and sober out there. There are a lot of people that aren't the criminal types out there that are on the streets right now. If you think that that's not true, well, then look at Katrina. You know, I mean, I use Katrina a lot. 200,000 people became homeless, not because of one big wild party, you know, or they didn't eat or drink something that made them mentally ill, or it was a natural disaster. And these people, did they have to go through treatment in order to get housing, you know, to get a place to stay? No, it was just a natural disaster. Things like this happen to ordinary people that they become homeless. And, you know, one thing I always ask is, at what point do these people that become homeless become labeled as a criminal, a drunk, a druggie, you know, just for being homeless?
Now let's do a update. Even with the tornado that happened in Joplin, Missouri, all those people are homeless. And I think it was in Vermont, other people, their cities is demolished. Those people are homeless, and do all of a sudden, because you don't live in a house, people look at you different?
Well, in the first place, things like that, no. I mean, everybody is really sad. Everybody wants to help. You know, that's true. But it seems that at one point they lose that interest or move on or something like that. And it's like the rug is pulled out from under you. Everybody's gone. There is still that little bit of hope, that little bit of help there, but not as much as when it first starts on out. Same thing with homeless people. You know, there is a little bit of effort out there. There's a little bit of hope out there. We're trying to change that, you know, and make it a little bit bigger because of the economy. I hear a lot of elected officials saying, we want to help. We want to work with you guys. But when you propose something like this, a shelter, a tent city, all of a sudden it's like, oh, no, no, we can't have that. No, no, sorry. You know, we won't do that because of the rape, pillage, and burn kind of thing that's going to happen. No, it doesn't happen like that. If you look at people that are sleeping out in the streets, you know, they're sleeping. They're human beings. They're sleeping. They're tired. There are a few of them, yes, that are bad ones, but you get that in society. I wrote a column about that in Street Roots where I did talk about if it happened in an apartment complex, do they shut down the whole apartment complex? Do they tell everybody to leave? If it happens in a neighborhood, do they tell everybody in the neighborhood to leave? You know, or if it happens by a business, do they close that business down and tell them, you know, you can't do this anymore because of this one incident? No, but that's what happens in the homeless community, is they do that.
I'm with Right to Survive, and you're with Right to Survive. But from your opinion, what message is Right to Survive as a homeless advocacy group trying to put out this time during the Rose Festival?
Well, what we're trying to put on out there is the double standards that's happening right now with the city. The city is buying a permit for this camping on out. And yet, homeless people can't do that just to survive. I have went before the city commissioners and the mayor and have asked them to start a tent city or an indoor shelter, which the rebuttal from Mayor Adams was that the city of Portland is spending the most money in any city or county in the state of Oregon, which, you know, yeah, it's true. But, you know, he also asked for help for other ideas and things like that. This is an idea. This is what, you know, we want to do, is we want to say, look, let's put everybody inside to give them a chance. Because being out in the streets and being criminalized is not a way to live, you know, life. And that's what we're trying to say, is just give these people a chance.
This is Ibrahim Mubarak from Right to Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 FM with homeless activist, Right to Survive member, Street Roots vendor, Tent City 4 founder, and Nickelville's founder, Leo Rhodes.
In this segment, Right to Survive reporters Jacqueline Brown and Ibrahim Mubarak talk with the house community about the Rose Festival.
This is Ibrahim Mubarak from Right to Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 FM, and we're here on the waterfront at the Rose Festival, and today we're talking with
David.
David, did you know the city of Portland allowed $1.5 million from your water utility bills to refurbish the Rose Festival headquarters?
I did not.
Do you feel about that?
Well, it seems to be a lot of money allotted for that.
The city has expanded also the Rose Festival and increased funding when most cities have shrank the festival funding.
Well, I think with a lot of budget cuts, a lot of cities are dealing with trying to allocate it to something probably more useful would be a good idea.
During this time of year, sweeps of the homeless people by the police increase, and many folks that are pushed out of their camp and comfort zones without being offered a safe place.
Well, I think there's a lot of factors that affect the homeless, but I think the sweeps is not necessarily the best way to go about with it. Trying to have more places for the homeless to be able to stay and being safe and being out of sort of the bad weather, and I mean, there's probably better routes to manage the situation.
What do you think of the Rose Parade and how folks are allowed to camp out the night before, but are now to camp out for survival?
Well, I think there's two different things. One for a one-time per year event with the camp out. I'm okay with that. I didn't like the when they used to be able to mark off the areas, but the overnight camp. But I still think that for the homeless, Portland has been over the years pretty supportive of homeless and in the community, but it seems to be changing.
In what ways do you think that it's changing?
I think there's a little less acceptance of it because of less funds, or if there's actually less options some of the people are having now, and it's almost like, okay, if we can get people out of the community, there's less they have to sort of fund.
And do you think camping should be allowed for the rest of the year?
For the most part, in designated areas near the shelters or so, it would probably be okay. But I think if it's out in different areas, I think the safety issues become an issue for the homeless.
This is Jacqueline Brown for KBOO 90.7 Radio, and I'm here today with
Jeff
and
Sally.
Great. So how are you guys enjoying the Rose Festival so far?
It's great. It's great every year. We love to come down here.
Well, did you know that this year the city has allotted $1.5 million from your water utility bills to refurbish the Rose Festival headquarters?
I was not aware of that, no.
How y'all feel about that?
Well, I think I knew about that, and it seems like not just that, but they refurbished some water house, and that doesn't seem like appropriate use of money, frankly.
And this year the city's expanded the Rose Festival when most cities have been cutting back due to budget issues.
Well, if the festival brings back as much money, if not more, than it spends, I'm perfectly fine in it, as long as it doesn't run a deficit.
It has to be an investment in the city. And as long as it's the money's well spent, then and it brings good things to the city, then it's well worth it.
During this time of year, sweeps of houseless folks in the downtown area by the police increase to kind of clear them out for this festival, and many folks are pushed out of their camps and their comfort zones without really being offered an alternative safe space to go. What's your opinion on that?
Well, that's pretty lousy. They need a safe place to go, and it's just lousy.
Yeah, I agree. They shouldn't be pushed out of the places they're familiar with unless they have an alternative.
The night before the Rose Parade, they allow camping to save a space for your spot when it's criminalized the rest of the year.
Well, that's inequity for sure. I'm not sure that I like camping laws anywhere. I mean, I wish there was a safe place for everybody to camp, but why one night a year it's approved and the rest is not, I don't like that inequity.
If the families want to come down, spend the night on the sidewalk to get a place for the parade for one night a year, I think it's fine.
Do you think that camping should be allowed during the rest of the year?
Not on the city sidewalks, no, because it inhibits pedestrian use and bicycle use.
I don't think it should be approved. It becomes pretty disgusting and unsanitary because of all the disposal of human waste or garbage.
So what I'm hearing from you is you think there should be an alternative space where camping is allowed that isn't the sidewalks.
That's what I think. There should be a safe place that can be clean, and so there's a little dignity to their lives.
Oh, well, thank you very much for talking with us.
This is Ibrahim Mubarak from Right to Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 FM, and we're downtown on the waterfront at the Memorial Day Parade, and today we're here with
Ted Jenkins,
Susan Jenkins.
And Ted and Susan Jenkins, how are you enjoying the Rose Festival?
Oh, it's awesome. It's actually having nice weather for this festival.
Very nice.
Did you know that the city allowed $1.5 million from your water utility bill to refurbish the Rose Festival headquarters?
No, I didn't know that.
And the city had also expanded the Rose Festival increased funding when most cities have shrunk these festivals.
Yeah, I did know that. Uh-huh. Yeah.
What's your opinion on that?
It's not good timing. We should be using that money for something else instead of expanding this.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
During this time of year, the police sweep homeless people for many folks to be pushed out of their camps and comfort zone without being offered a safe place to go.
I wish that we could provide a place for them somehow. because it's bad to take them out of a place that they're trying to survive and not give them any option.
I agree. They need to be safe, and there's a lot of local churches doing a lot of things to help the homeless. I think that's a good thing here in Portland.
What do you think of the Rose Parade and how folks are allowed to camp out the night before?
Hopefully it's good weather. If they're going to do that, I guess that's all right. That shouldn't be a problem.
This is Ibrahim Mubarak for Right to Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 FM, and I'm here with
Tiffany Walker Barkman,
Jeremiah Barkman.
And are you enjoying the Rose Festival today?
Of course. Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect day.
Did you know that the city allowed $1.5 million from your water utility bills to refurbish the Rose Festival headquarters?
I had no idea.
Did not know that.
No.
How do you feel about that?
I'm not quite sure. I don't know what the ramifications of that is. I assume that that's, you know, funding that maybe shouldn't necessarily go to events for profit or something. I don't know necessarily enough about it.
I guess the same thing. It would depend on what we put the funds into and what the funds were being taken away from.
Yeah.
The city has also expanded the Rose Festival and increased funding when most cities have shrunk these fundings. What do you think about that?
Again, I guess it's the same topic. I'm wondering, it's a nice event, and I know it's something historical that we do in Portland, but as far as where the funding should be, I mean, maybe it's misplaced.
Yeah, I was unaware of it, so I definitely need more information. But it sounds like something that I'd be interested in finding out what they're doing with the money and where is it coming from and where is it going to.
Also, during this time of year, the police sweep homeless people off the sidewalk, so there's a place of comfort zone and place of sleep, and they offer no alternative place for them to go. What's your opinion about that?
I was actually just wondering about that as we were walking past the bridge, because I know I see a lot of homeless people that take shelter there. Obviously, we live in a town that has a lot of weather issues, and if they're going to force them out of an area, then I think there needs to be some of that funding probably needs to be going into some shelter of some kind or alternative.
The reason that I know that many homeless people are here is because there are resources around them that they need to get to, and that's why they're in the locations that they are. So that concerns me greatly.
What do you think of the Rose Parade and how folks are allowed to camp out the night before the Rose Parade?
I sense a bit of hypocritical stuff going on there. I would say that they should be allowed to camp out, as well as anybody else who wants to be on the street at that time.
Who makes this their actual home?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I this is public area, and it should be treated as such for all people.
Do you think people camping should be criminalized?
Absolutely not. No. In fact, absolutely. I think there need to be designated areas for people allowed to do that when they need to, and that should be paid for by city funding.
Yeah, I agree.
Also, did you know they've taken away public restrooms?
No.
You know what? I was thinking that just myself. I was thinking, where are the restrooms? You know, granted, I'm not homeless, but it's very interesting that if I can't find a restroom, then I can imagine how much more difficult for the homeless that would be.
That's a basic human right. The alternative is that they get ticketed for urinating in public.
That's right.
I mean, it's a catch-22. That's not appropriate.
For urinating in public, after the third one, you have to register as a sex offender.
That's absurd. Obviously, relieving yourself has nothing to do with sexuality at all.
That's a flawed system, for sure.
It's really actually injustice.
And what's your name, young man?
Sequoia.
Are you enjoying the Rose Festival?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you come every year?
I think so. I'm not sure.
Okay. Pray for us to have good sunny weather, okay?
Okay.
Anything you want to say to your friends?
Hi.
Next, Right to Survive reporters Jacqueline Brown and Ibrahim Mubarak interview Israel Bayer, editor of Street Roots newspaper.
This is Jacqueline Brown for Right to Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 FM radio, here today with
Israel Bayer, Street Roots.
All right, Israel. So First off, how do you feel about the Rose Festival?
I think there's obviously pros in being able to offer a parade and economic development for the city, for people to be able to enjoy any number of activities downtown. Oftentimes what happens as a consequence of events like the Rose Festival is homeless individuals can be swept out of downtown due to the nature of the activities involved.
How do you feel the sweeps affect the houseless community down here?
For any number of reasons, when sweeps occur with people on the streets, you're displacing individuals who don't have homes, so they're forced to go to other neighborhoods in the surrounding areas. It creates an atmosphere of competitiveness on trying to find a place out of the rain to be able to sleep. So anytime you're displacing individuals that don't have a home, you're creating an environment where people's civil rights are being tested.
Is there any other policing that increases, such as ticketing?
I don't know the answer to that. I know that at different times during the year, you will have events, whether they be downtown or a specific neighborhood, that occur that people who sleep in a specific neighborhood are then rousted due to the nature of whatever event is happening. So they'll clear specific areas.
How do you feel the Rose Festival affects the work that Street Roots does?
Well, I mean, I think our vendors' sales go up because our vendors are able to be out selling the newspapers to thousands of people that come on. So I think it's bittersweet irony where anytime you have a Street Roots vendor who is able to be successful selling the newspaper in an environment where at the same time you're sweeping individuals creates a bittersweet irony.
And during this time of year, as we say, the city do sweep homeless encampment sites and take it away from their safety net and their place of comfort without anything being offered for a safe place to go. And we'd like to know, what's your opinion on that?
Our opinion is that it's wrong that thousands of individuals have to sleep outdoors on any given night. So anytime you are displacing individuals for whatever the reason, there's an injustice being done. So I think the Rose Festival exacerbates that. But I think that we're talking about a human rights crisis across the board, regardless of what time or area of the city or when it's occurring. So
do you think that homeless human rights are overlooked in order to make room for people who have houses to come out and enjoy a parade? And if why they make it legal for one night and they can't get an encampment site for people as a means of survival?
That's a really great question. I think that's a question that should be posed to the city. Street Roots has done extensive reporting over the last decade of just those dynamics. And I think that time and time and again, people who are homeless are kind of looked at as throwaways. So, yeah, it's calculated decisions by the powers that be to say, hey, we need to be able to have economic development and people visiting our city on one side, but the consequences of that are people being swept on the street. So, but I think that that's a question that City Hall should answer.
But if doesn't it seem if they can allocate something for to bring in tourists and the summer fun, they can allocate land for people to go sleep?
I totally agree with that. I think that the city should always be looking at creative alternatives to be able to work with people that have to sleep outdoors after shelters are full.
Do you think camping should be allowed for the rest of the year if they can do it one day out of the year?
I mean, I think it brings up an interesting point. I think that individuals on the streets should have the ability to be able to have a safe night's rest every night of the year. And I think the city, again, should always be looking at creative alternatives to be able to make that happen.
You're tuned in to Right to Survive Radio here on KBOO 90.7 FM. In this segment, Right to Survive reporters Ibrahim Mubarak and Jacqueline Brown go into the homeless community, Ground Zero, downtown Portland, an interview with Julie and Jamie, Nina, Cheryl and Laura, and Smiley.
Hey. It is 6:33. You were listening to KBOO Portland. Just wanted to break in with a brief interruption to say that Ibrahim's segment on Pitch a Tent Portland was a rebroadcast of an earlier interview that he had done. We do not at this time have details on this year's Pitch a Tent Portland event, but we will keep you posted as those details become available.
This is Ibrahim Mubar from Right to Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 FM. And in this segment, we're talking about the Rose Festival. And I'm here with
Julie.
Jamie.
Julie and Jamie, are you enjoying the Rose Festival week?
We are. It's a little hectic with everybody out here and a lot of uncalled for situations. But yeah, we're enjoying it pretty much.
Well, the weather's been good. It hasn't been raining, so, I mean, it's hard to find a place to sleep till 3 in the morning, but we'll get there.
Question probably, I don't know if you knew or not, but did you know the city allocated $1.5 million from the water utility bills to make space for the Rose Festival?
They did what? Wow, where's our money?
And also, they're expanding the Rose Festival a week when other cities are shrinking it because of the economic crisis.
Well, yeah, there's no place for the homeless women to go, the gay people to go. There's no place for us to go, but there's plenty of places for them to spend the money that we pay on water and everything else.
I'm just wondering if you're, you know, a drug addict or an alcoholic, how you can get housing, but if you're a full-time student with money and a job, that you can't get in anywhere.
Also, during this time of year, we noticed that the city do sweeps so the tourists could come in, and many people that live on the streets are swept out of their camps and comfort zones. What do you think about that?
I think it's wrong because this is where we're comfortable. This is the only place that we know right now because nobody will help us get into housing. And this is it. We're here, comfortable.
But we have to unite as ourselves as the homeless, just as our own families, to protect ourselves and what little that we do have. And there's no public resources for showers or bathrooms for us.
Have you had any interaction with the police during this week?
Not yet so far. Hopefully we won't have, but if we do, we'll take care of it as it comes.
I've been on paper. I know what it's like, so I try to stay away from the police, but, you know, right now I'm walking a good line. I got ID, so I just sleep and get up and move, clean up after myself.
Have you seen more police or clean and safe people, law enforcement agency out?
Yeah, there's much more clean and safe and the new cadets, as they want to call them, for the Portland Police Department that are supervising the areas now where the homeless are.
Is that just in the homeless area they doing it?
It seems like on
the waterfront.
On the waterfront and the other side of the Burnside, where all the strip joints and all the stuff goes on, there's a lot more police. We're up here where all the rich hotels and stuff are, they seem to let them just drink on the sidewalk.
Have you been in any sweeps or heard of any sweeps?
Yeah, we've been in a couple since we've been out here. We've been out here for 2 years, and we've been in a couple. Asked us to move at 3 o'clock in the morning where we felt comfortable and nowhere else to go.
Yeah, and when you ask the police for assistance for domestic violence or somewhere to be safe, they just tell you to move along or wait till midnight. Well, at midnight, you just can't keep walking around. If you do, then you're in unsafe situations.
What do you think about the Rose Parade? To camp out, they let people do it for a day for pleasure, but not for a way of survival.
Well, we had a situation at the Rose Parade yesterday. We had sat down in a spot, and I guess somebody had taped it off 48 hours in advance and told us we couldn't sit there, put their chairs in front of us, and called us all kinds of names, told us we were rude. But, you know, it's a public street, and your butt was not sitting there, but my butt is. So we moved 3 or 4 times just because people who stay in the hotel, they were to sit there. We couldn't sit there because we weren't part of the hotel. There's not any place for the homeless to go or to be when these people are out here like that.
Even the people that were paying in these hotels to sit out front, I mean, there was no restrooms available for any of those people in the parade. So anyone that was watching, I'm surprised there wasn't more tickets for indecent exposure.
You all made notice to me that you are a couple and y'all having problems because of your personal preference. What problems are you having in this homeless community with the shelters?
The safe shelter for women, we can't access services there because we're legally married as a same-sex couple, and we can't access services. They won't let us live in housing together. CCC won't let us live there together because we go to school full-time and we're married. But if we were opposite sex and we were married, it'd be all right.
So it do hurt you all, infringes on your human rights to have a safe place to camp.
Yeah, I think it's totally unfair. I mean, we still have 2 children that are under age 18, and we'd like to take care of them and have places where they could come and we could still eat, even if it was, you know, outdoors or in a public place where you feel protected and safe enough to still spend time with your family without being harassed.
Do y'all think it should be another encampment spot where all people can go and not far as where Dignity Village is at?
Yes, yeah, I do. Dignity Village is too far out from where the people actually are. If there was something closer that all of us could get to, they work as a team. Everybody will come out. It's just, it's tribal experience and more animal-like, but people do, you know, help each other out, and they watch over each other's things.
Yeah, I agree.
Anything you all want to say before we go off?
Portland makes a lot of money off of all these festivals and raising the prices and this and that, and they say it's to help the community, but they're not helping anybody. And I think that they should put more money towards helping the homeless in the situations that the certain gender priorities or what maybe have, that they need to put more money into helping those people.
Also, Right to Survive is doing a Pitch Your Tent party this Friday, June 10th, and we want to invite you all to come because it's legal that day to pitch a tent to watch the parade. So we're going to have tents, food. We'd like for you all to come.
I appreciate it. I hope other people come out to support us too.
I'll be there.
Bring your friends and the kids and the pets. We're in Portland, Oregon on Ground Zero, talking with homeless people, homeless advocates, and today we're here with
Nina Juf.
What's your opinion about the Rose Festival?
You know, I think it's good for the city in some ways. It's traditional. It's a good way for people to celebrate living in the city of Portland. A lot of people have a long history with their families who came from Oregon and participated in the Rose Festival throughout the decades. But it is something that brings this interface between the homeless community who occupy most of downtown, and it's really disruptive for people's lives who have no other resources or places to go. Like, they do sweeps and people are can't sleep under the bridge. People are moved to the other side of the road and away from services that they need. So I think people tend to be kind of callous about that.
During this time of the year, how do you feel your ability to use the sidewalks and other spaces downtown is affected by the Rose Festival?
Parts of the streets are blocked off, and that can be good for pedestrians walking around, but if you're homeless, you're going to be targeted and harassed, and you're not part of that community. You're not part of the city, and that's what's really sad and hurtful.
Do you see more police or law enforcement agency in the downtown area this time of year?
I do, definitely. Right before Rose Festival, way more patrols, and I see them going up and talking to just about everybody really, really frequently.
Did you know that the city allowed it $1.5 million from your water utility bills to refurbish the Rose Festival headquarters?
No, I didn't know that. Wow.
How did you feel about that?
Huh. That could have helped out a lot of homeless people with services, you know? Seems like the Rose Festival has a lot of money already and comes from a lot of money. Seems like they should do their own fundraising.
The city also expanded the Rose Festival and increased in funding when most cities have shrunk these festivals. What's your opinion on that?
Yeah, I don't know what the city's plan is for why we have to hang on to this. Maybe it's just a tradition thing, but I don't know. I don't think it's a great way to move forward. I don't think it's enough of a draw.
During this time of year, sweeps of homeless people by the police increase, and many folks are pushed out of their camps and comfort zone without being offered a safe place to go. What's your opinion on that?
Yeah, that's what I see is, you know, working in social services is people get forced to go across the river and, you know, they don't really have bus fare to get back across just to get a hot meal or just to get into a shelter. And it becomes more dangerous. It becomes more dangerous when people from out of town come in and think they can be rude and harass homeless people, and it's just not fair.
The night before the Rose Parade, it's legal for people to camp out on the streets downtown, and it's illegal for the rest of the year. What do you think about that?
That's obviously a double standard, which is just unfair and wrong.
Do you think that camping should be allowed year-round instead of just one day?
Yes. It doesn't do any good to outlaw something. I mean, it's illegal to be homeless, and that's ridiculous. I mean, that's not how to solve a problem.
During this time, what do you think the people that live outside, how do you think they are managed by the city?
I think they're just kind of herded into different areas from one place to another, and different neighborhoods try to make it someone else's neighborhood problem or a particular block, or try to, you know, try to target just specific areas. And it's really sad to see people just shuffled around continuously for months and years. And it's not helpful, and it doesn't lead to any kind of stability. And it's really sad.
Thank you much. This is Ibrahim Mubarak from Right to Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 FM. And in this segment, we're in the streets of Portland, Oregon on Ground Zero talking to houseless people. And today I'm here with
Cheryl
and Laura.
What's your opinion on the Road Festival?
It's been kind of scary because there's so many people out and it's harder to find places to sleep and be safe, walk around and feel normal. It's been kind of scary.
Yeah, the same as she said. Like, you can't go and lay on the waterfront where the lawn is, where people, I've seen people doing that, and you can't do that because they have it all blocked off, and you can't take a nap out there if you want to, or sleep.
How do you feel your ability to use the sidewalks and other space downtown is affected by the Rose Festival?
Well, they've been kicking people out of their places to sleep, waking them up earlier. You can't fall asleep at night because there are so many people out walking around. It's just so crowded. There's no sleep to be had.
I've been on the streets for a week, and I've been sleeping kind of not really close to where the festival is. I've been more, I don't know if it's considered uptown or west town or something. But just in general, it's really scary to try to find a place to sleep, and you're afraid you're going to get attacked, especially as a woman. You never know what could happen. You feel completely vulnerable, and you're afraid the cops are going to yell at you. You're afraid you're going to get attacked by another homeless person. So I would probably feel safer by the waterfront, but you can't do that because they're there.
Does your interaction with the police change during this time of year?
Well, it has for me, but I have a judicial history, so I have an automatic, I don't know if you want to call it fear, but I'll call it fear of the police. I had never been homeless. I'm 51, and I didn't do very well my first night on the street, and I was suicidal. And it took several hours for people to talk me into calling 911 so that I could be put on a shelter at the Salvation Army on a mat. The police have two mats for women. But it was traumatizing. It was just, it's horrible. There was no quiet. There was, it just didn't feel safe. And there was no sleep to be had in there. And the next day I went off the deep end and ended up in the psych unit.
So what about your interaction with the police?
I finally allowed them to call 911. And at first they were kind of rough, you know, with how they talked to me. But then because another person interacted and said, you know, I've been observing her all day, she's traumatized, then they looked up my name and my record, and they were actually pretty nice. They brought me to the shelter, gave me 3 days to be there, but it was frightening. I didn't want to talk to them. I figured they'd yell at me or they'd find some reason to put me back in prison, you know?
And your interaction?
Thankfully, I haven't had any interaction with the police. I was really scared the past couple nights, and I wanted maybe to try to get an emergency police mat, but I didn't call the police or flag one down because I'm scared. I don't know how they'll react to me or if they'll help me, and then if they don't help me, I might be in a worse position because I caused a fuss and drew attention to myself, and then I'm still stuck out there with, you know, somebody that could hurt me. So I didn't even try to contact them or anything.
Is it safe to say that what you both are saying, that the police are more forceful towards homeless people this time of year, I mean, during the Rose Festival, than they are regularly?
I saw the other day this poor lady was asleep on the bench and the cops pulled up next to her. Now, like, I've only been in Portland for 2 weeks almost 3 weeks. And so I really don't know exactly what happens all the time, but she was asleep on the bench out not far from here, and the police pulled up and they were kind of yelling stuff at her. They weren't being very respectful at all. It was almost like they were making fun of her. And then she still wasn't waking up. They got out and the policeman was kind of in her face yelling, and then I kept walking. I didn't see what happened after that, but it really hurt me to see that happen.
Well, the first thing they presumed was I was drunk or I was on drugs, and that's why I was falling apart. Right. And that was the first question out of their mouth. Well, are you on anything? Do you have any drugs on you? And it's like, no, I'm homeless. It's my first night sleeping on the street. I'm 51 years old. I'm scared to death.
So do you think they would have had approach someone that wasn't housed, and how can they tell somebody that's housed and not housed that way? I mean, do you think they would approach somebody that was housed?
People tell us we don't look homeless. I've had homeless people come up to me and say, well, you don't look homeless. Are you a narc? Are you a cop? So I think how you look defines how the police treat you.
I'm from the East Coast, and coming out here, everybody kind of has that disheveled, it's like the homeless chic or something. It's like the look. Everybody kind of looks the same way. So I don't know how they would tell if a person was homeless or not, because I get it too. Like, I'm trying to sell street roots papers, and people just kind of look at me. They want to know my life story, and some people are giving me money, but not as much as, like, say, a man with a long straggly beard and he's all got a blanket around him. He'll get tons of money, and they look at me and they'll give me, you know, a dollar or a quarter, which is great. I mean, I appreciate it, but I'm not getting enough to survive from. I was surprised, because I thought Portland was more progressive than that, and they're still getting that kind of attitude where what you look like matters so much. It's
this year the city expended the Rose Festival and spent $1.5 million from people's water utility bill to refurbish the Road Festival headquarters. How do you feel about that?
I didn't even know that. They extended it, so that's why it's taken so long. I hope people had fun, I guess. I hope they ate lots of funnel cake, and they appreciated taking our spots for sleeping and napping.
Well, and you know, I understand that it brings revenue into the city, but a friend of mine is staying at one of the men's shelters, and they told him the reason that they want them to sign out is because if that building should catch on fire, it's going up like a tinderbox. They're dead, and they want to know who is dead and who's not. So, I mean, I'm glad that we had the money to spend $1.5 million to bring more revenue into the city, but human lives are more important.
The night before the Rose Parade, it's legal for people to camp out on the streets downtown. It's illegal the rest of the year. What do you think about that?
That isn't right. People need a place to go. I had absolutely nowhere to go. If it wasn't for people on the street extending their love to me and telling me about the resources and the safe places to stay, and now those safe places, a lot of them aren't available because of the Rose Festival. And still, I understand that it brings in revenue, but we're not all just on the street because we don't want to work.
Okay, wait a minute. So it's legal for people who have houses to be homeless for one night. Wow, I didn't know this. Yeah, I'm totally new, and I've just been trying to survive. So I didn't even know a whole lot was going on. But wow, that's interesting. You know, maybe one day they get to see what it's like to have to do it for a long time and see if it's still fun then.
They would have everything that they need for that one night. We had to run around to find blankets and to run around to find a sleeping bag and go and get plastic bags from businesses so that we had something to put over our body because of the rain. They wouldn't understand it at all. Sleep in a street corner, sleep under a doorway or on a bench or under the bridge like I'm doing right now. And and then see how much fun it is. It's not.
R2S is having a camp out that night, June 10th. We would like to invite you all to come and camp out with us.
It's my dad's birthday. Sure, I'll be there.
Yeah, to support it, because I don't think that people are aware of what's going on. They think that all the people on the street are just these bums who don't want to do anything, or they're just passing through, because Oregon is a place that takes care of people. Portland does take care of people, but it's nice that I can go and get a hot meal, but where do I get a phone? I'm having trouble finding a job. I'm sleeping underneath a bridge that I have to walk a mile and a half to just to feel safe, because at least it's out of the city. And I'm not in a doorway. I know the police aren't going to be riding by, or, you know, somebody's going to steal my bag if I get into too deep of a sleep. So, yeah, I'll definitely be there. But I think people need to know what's going on.
Anything else would you like to say?
I just hope that a lot of people hear it and reach out a little bit more to the people on the street. I was a snob. I was arrogant. I got my comeuppance learning what it's like to be on the street. And if it wasn't for these street people, I wouldn't be alive. And I have value. I mean, I have value.
I'm not, like, jaded or bitter, maybe a tad, but I came here for a reason from the East Coast. I always wanted to come out here, and I do like it. It's just, it's hard right now, and I am scared, so I get cranky. But there are a lot of resources, but I don't know. I just think the world in general has a long way to go to get everybody off the street. I mean, it should be completely...
Billions of dollars in a war, and you've got children on the street that are wearing clothes with holes in them, and people who can't find a place to lay their head, their families staying underneath the bridge. Let's take care of our people.
This is Ibrahim Mubar for Right to Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 FM. And I'm here in Portland, Oregon on Ground Zero talking with houseless people about the Rose Festival. And today I'm here with...
Smiley.
Okay. Smiley, what's your opinion about the Rose Festival?
Well, the Rose Festival's pretty nice. It's only for a certain few people that have money. You know, it's not really for the homeless because they don't have the money to pay to go in there, and they shine on the homeless because of them being there when they have the festival. It's kind of sad, but we tend to make do by going around in that area while the people are enjoying their fun in the sun.
Area that you usually go in and that you can't now, that's what you're saying?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of things sometimes people don't want to go around because of the people. But the people get ignorant when they come out here. Don't know how to treat homeless people and don't understand homeless people. So when they look at us, they look at us as someone different, which we all are the same, no matter what we do.
How do you feel about your ability to use the sidewalks or other spaces downtown that is affected by the Rose Festival?
Me, myself, I just use the roads, the sidewalks. I respect people that come by. I don't stand on the sidewalks, in the middle of the sidewalk, people come by. You know, and try to respect the streets, you know, try to keep everything in perspective. Because, I mean, I understand how people feel when you can't walk through the sidewalk because people out here in the streets are blocking them.
Does your interaction with the police change during this time?
Oh, yeah. We have more security. Yeah, it's changed a lot. But now it's more about harassing the homeless because of certain events that come on. They don't want the people to see the homeless people laying out all over the place. In certain areas where there's a lot of events, they look at us like it's a shame to see people like that. You know, like I said, there's no compassion.
This year, the city expanded the Rose Festival and spent $1.5 million of people's money from their water utility bills to celebrate. What's your opinion about that?
They could do more with that money. It's all about celebrating. You know, we celebrate just being out here, being alive every day. You know, but they could have put that money to use to help the homeless do positive things and not be so stagnated.
The night before the Rose Festival, it's legal to pitch up a tent on a sidewalk and sleep overnight and watch the parade. But the rest of the year, it's not legal. What do you think about that? What's your opinion on that?
Well, my opinion of that is because of the way the city is structured. There's no good area to pitch a tent for someone that's homeless. But there are certain spaces you can when the people are not around the folks that don't want to see it. But they won't allow us that because they say it's illegal, which I believe it. If they would just compromise, come up with a solution, you can find places to where people are content and it's not bothering the community, it's not bothering the society, and everybody will be happy.
So what you're saying, there should be a designated spot for people to camp out, but not all over the city on the sidewalk.
Well, yes, because, you know, they don't like to see people on the sidewalk, like with the rescue mission, you come down off the bridge, catching the bus. people all over the sidewalk, got trash everywhere. You know, they don't want to see that, you know what I mean? But we try to help the people out here to keep themselves clean, keep themselves above ground, to make things look nice. But sometimes it's hard when you got other people that don't want to do it.
Right to Survive is having an action that night, and we're going to pitch tents out for the homeless people to come sleep to watch the parade. What's your opinion on that?
There should be no problem. They should have no problem. There should be no harassment by the police. If the city of Portland can come down here and do it, then we should be able to do it the same. Pitch a tent, watch parade, and have no problem. But there's probably going to be a problem because of us being homeless, a different society they look at us as. So that's why I believe it could be a good thing, but I believe there will be a lot of police harassing folks by doing that.
Even if it's legal?
Even if it's legal, there's going to be some cops that are going to come up with some type of excuse or some type of ordinance or something to harass the people and tell them they can't do it.
Have you heard of any sweeps been happening since the Rose Festival started?
Well, there has been sweeps, you know, individuals being swept up for illegal drug use, illegal drug sales, probation and parole, you know, and all that is to fill up the jails. But then in a sense, it's not even a good thing to do that, because all the jails are full anyway. To me, I believe it's a waste of taxpayers' money by picking up people that are addicts, because all they're going to do is go to jail for 6 hours and get out, waste of paperwork, money they could be putting on stuff to help the homeless and help the addicts.
And by sweeping the streets, they clean it up for the tourists to come. But where are the homeless people to go, and what are they to do?
Well, a lot of homeless people just scattered all over the city. They don't want to be harassed by the police, you know, because it's tiresome when you get harassed every day or every night wherever you camp out by you saying you can't sleep there, you can't sleep here, you can't sleep there, you know, so you're constantly on the move just about. Sometimes people don't get no sleep because they can't camp in certain areas, but they need to come up with a solution to get some of these buildings they got and open them up for the people that are homeless that do need help. But not just a shelter just to be laying around, but a shelter that's going to be efficient to help people get on their feet.
The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers.